Hey guys, do you like heavy metal? Do you like video games, comic books, movies, theme parks, or even cool TV shows? We've got the place for you. Metal Geeks. Time to rock out with your geek out. Here are your hosts, Kerry the Metal Geek, Dave, and George. Geek it out, fellas.
Balls.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to episode number 133 of the Metal Geeks podcast. Again, I am one of your hosts. I am Kerry the Metal Geek, along with...
Brutal Dave.
And George motherfucking Tripsis.
We got the band back together. How y'all doing?
Doing good, man. How are you?
I'm good, man. So, what did y'all do for July 4th? That was just yesterday as we were recording.
I went to the movies.
You went to the movies on July 4th?
Yeah.
What'd you see?
Despicable Me 3.
Really?
Yes.
Were there fireworks involved?
No.
Oh, okay.
No fireworks.
Was it good?
It was okay.
All right?
It was all right.
I figured
it'd be better than the second one.
I don't remember if I ever saw the second one. I saw the first one.
I liked the first one.
I saw the Minions movie because it was on Netflix.
And Minions pretty bad.
Yeah.
I have no interest in that one at all. I don't remember if I saw the second one. I liked the first one.
What was the plot of the second one?
Gru,
the plot of the first one, but just a little bit different.
No. Gru loses his job because he can't catch the villain, who is played by Matt Stone, Trey Parker.
No, this is the new one you're talking
about. Trey Parker.
Trey Parker,
which
like this,
anytime Trey Parker is on screen or his character's on screen, it's awesome.
He's like this 80s like style.
Well, he's a 80s actor who he's this 80s actor who failed and now he's turned villain.
Right.
And all he does is he takes his old episodes and makes them into real heists, which is pretty goddamn hilarious. And he does dance fights and 80s music galore every time he's on.
I've seen some of the trailers. That looks interesting.
Every time Trey Parker's character is on, it's awesome, and it's also hard not to think of South Park, because it just sounds like South Park, and the idea and the whole movie kind of feels like a really long episode of South Park.
Okay.
Without the South Park characters.
But less crude, I imagine.
Yeah, less crude and made for family stuff. So but anyway, Gru loses his job, and all of a sudden, a butler shows up and says, like, hey, your father recently died, and your twin brother wants you to come and meet him. And he meets his twin brother, and turns out...
It's like that episode of The Simpsons, where Homer finds out he has a millionaire brother.
Yeah.
And then, let me guess the rest of the plot here.
Please,
right?
Go ahead.
The brother, if I'm not mistaken, his name was Drew, right?
Mm-hmm.
Decides, hey, I'm going to bring him into my... my villainy
family business. Yeah.
And then
the thing is,
then wait.
Okay.
Then Gru goes back into the business of being bad, but he has to hide it from people.
Sort of.
Okay.
You're close. You're not very far off. Basically what you said, Drew brings them in, and he like they have to find out, you know, if they really like each other or not. And turns out Drew's really bad at being a villain. And his father always resented him for it and called him a failure, where Gru can relate because he just recently got fired and he feels like a failure. So they have something to relate to. And then they decide to do one heist, which is to go steal the thing that Trey Parker characters stole. And that was supposed to be it. But really, Gru's going to backstab his brother and like give it to the good guys. Course.
So how annoying are the minions in this movie?
Oh, little to none, because they're hardly in it.
Really?
Yeah. They learn from their mistake from the second one by not putting them in the movie that much.
The trailers, they're like all over the trailer.
You know what? I probably didn't see the second one because of how heavily it looked like they were going to rely on the minions.
Yeah,
I don't like them.
Yeah, the second movie is nothing but the minions, but this movie has very little minion in it.
Like, they're in the first movie, it was like they seemed like they were okay for what they were there for.
Yeah, comic relief.
Like, quick comic relief, yeah.
But I didn't need as much emphasis as it seemed like they were enough that they were going to give them their own movie. Like, I had no interest in that, like, at all.
Well, they decided they could
also
merchandise
the
hell out of it.
Oh, yeah.
You're not the demographic, so it makes sense.
I know.
I went on the Minions ride, and that was all right.
The Minions ride's fun.
Yeah.
I remember when it used to be the Jetsons ride.
Yes. It was a Hanna-Barbera ride, actually.
Yeah, the Jetsons meet the Flintstones.
Yeah, whatever. It was like all the characters. Yogi Bear was in there and all
that. I remember
that
crossover.
I don't remember Yogi Bear.
Then there was
Bear.
A Jimmy Neutron. We're talking about the Universal Studios ride.
Yes.
The same exact ride system.
Yeah, you sit down and the thing kind of moves around a little bit, and that's about it.
Yeah. You seen any movies, Dave?
I think the last new movie I saw was Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
That's been several weeks
I still
now,
haven't
so.
Seen that yet.
You haven't seen that yet?
I wanted to see it on 4th of July, but...
Wait a minute. You went and saw Despicable Me 3 before you saw Wonder Woman?
Yeah.
Wonder Woman, you could have seen it on 4th of July. It could have been all America and all this kind of stuff. And
you're not wrong.
No.
No, you're not wrong, but girlfriend trumped that card, okay. So...
I was about to say that.
Yeah.
Girlfriend trumps all.
Yeah, so, but I'm going to see Spider-Man on Friday, so that's making up for that.
I'm going tomorrow night. I'm going with my cousins, so we already got tickets. We're going to, the special audio theater at First Colony Mall.
Audio theater?
It's, like, super deluxe audio. You can...
There's no screen, just audio?
Yeah, it's just, you close your eyes,
just scriptatory the whole entire time?
Yeah, pretty much.
You jack in to your chair.
It's like Johnny Mnemonic in there.
That'd be awesome. You become a character in the movie.
But yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I mean, it's supposed to be really good, so.
Yeah, it looks good. I mean, it's kind of like, it's too big to fail kind of deal, right?
Yeah.
Like, I don't think Marvel would let that happen to a key character like Spider-Man.
I went to, a couple weeks ago, I had the day off from work, so I went to the gym. And right across from my gym, there's a movie theater. So I'm like, I looked at my clock. I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to go see a movie. So I went and saw Cars 3.
How bad was it?
It was not bad at all. Okay. Cars 2 was a steaming pile of crap. This one, it's definitely... The Cars movies are not
my
favorite
movie. It's Rocky with cars, right?
Sort of.
It's like Rocky 3, but with cars.
Sort of, yeah.
Yeah, that's what people explained to me.
A little bit. But it's much better. It's definitely on par with the first movie. Okay, let's play guess the plot tonight.
Yeah, the plot is that he's a car who wants to win, but he can't because he's feeling a little old, and all the other cars are a little bit faster than he is now this time. So now he has to learn a new way to train harder and be better to win.
So you saw the trailer then?
Yeah.
I saw a trailer, which was just a teaser trailer.
You're on track.
Oh, see what you did there.
But, yeah, the ending was a little bit different.
Does he win the race?
No, he does not.
Yeah, like Rocky.
But I'm not going to spoil it, because I'm sure people will see it.
So I'm actually surprised I haven't seen this one yet, because Pixar always releases a movie like right before my birthday.
Yeah.
And they usually end up going out with the family to go see whatever the new Pixar movie is around my birthday. And I hadn't... This one actually... I missed it by like a week. Like, it had already been out for a week, and I'm like, oh, I didn't even know it was out already. Yeah. And I still haven't made it to see it.
But well, happy birthday, by the way.
Thanks.
Man. It's coming
happy
up.
Happy birthday, sir.
You too.
Hey, thank you, sir.
That's right. You too.
Yeah.
You had your birthday was last week.
It was
or
Monday.
A couple days ago, yeah.
Yeah, it was Monday. Whoop, whoop. Hitting that big 3-2s.
Oh, shut the fuck up. You're hitting what, 35? Oh, God. All right.
So.
I'm the old man who went and saw Cars 3 alone in the theater.
No one was in the theater?
That my neighborhood, you haven't been over to my place.
No, not yet.
So, neighborhood I live in, pretty standard kind of suburban looking neighborhood. Well, we're actually outside of the incorporated part of our town. So, you can set off fireworks in my neighborhood. And... Holy shit, do they.
They go big.
Oh, my God.
Did you partake?
We stayed home. So last year, this is, I guess, our second 4th of July at this house. Last year, we went to, like, a big event. We went out somewhere. This time, we stayed home and bought some smaller fireworks kind of stuff that we can do with the kids and everything. And went grilled hamburgers and all this kind of stuff, hung out in the backyard. The entire neighborhood is shooting off artillery shells and everything all night long. And it was like, this is a cooler fireworks show than we would have gotten had we gone somewhere to watch fireworks.
Nice.
So that's pretty cool.
What did you do for fireworks? Did you do anything?
No.
So
I didn't want to deal with the traffic.
You were with us last year. We went over to my friend Jim's house. And he lives in Midtown. And he lives on like the 24th floor. So he has two big balconies. You can see fireworks from all around Houston from his balcony. But the cool thing last night, which I did not realize, there's this club in Midtown called Proof Rooftop Lounge or whatever. They always do free concerts, like really washed up 80s and 90s metal and rock bands.
Someone you knew played, huh?
So somebody I knew played last night. A band that I actually was really into back in the late 80s, a band called Faster Pussycat. Do you remember them?
Dave? I know the movie.
I know the name. I couldn't name
they
the
had
song
some,
or anything.
They had some big popular songs. They did a cover of You're So Vain from Carly Simon that was pretty popular. House of Pain, couple...
Jump Around?
No, not the band.
Oh.
But I totally forgot that they were playing last night, and then where I was up there, and the opening band was playing, I'm like, and I asked the guy, I'm like, dude, what is that Proof? And he's like, yeah, we hear that shit all the time. And if it wasn't for more of the fireworks and people hanging out on the balcony talking, I could have heard more, but...
You were like, hey, shush, I'm like, listening.
I like this song, but I could hear the fucking... It was 5 blocks away, but I could hear the entire concert from his balcony.
Well, it's a rooftop.
I know.
I would imagine
it's
you
pretty
could.
Pretty cool. I wouldn't mind being at the show. It sounded pretty fun.
Should have went?
I could have, yeah.
Yeah, it's 5 blocks away. You could have walked
but
that.
I was hanging out with friends.
You should have brought your friends with you.
You know what we did the night before that? Hanging out with some friends? We went to the Miller Outdoor Theater. Guess who we saw?
Some other washed up 80s band?
Try 70s.
Okay.
We saw the Village People.
Wow. Like the Village People?
Sort of, I guess.
Or is it just like a fake Village People?
I guess like there's like one original guy from the band.
But yeah, this is the Indian dude?
Yeah, actually it was, I think. It was... Okay, I know a lot of people were having a great time, so I'm not going to take that away from anybody, but it was not very good. There wasn't even a live band. It was just all to tape. And all it was pretty much a dance around.
In costumes.
In costumes, yeah.
Did they just do YMCA for 20 minutes?
No, they did like an hour, over an hour.
Holy crap. Do they have more than one song?
They had, there was like, I recognize like two maybe. Macho Men.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That was them.
Yeah, and there was one other one.
For some reason, I always lump that in with YMCA.
They did a cover of something that I recognized too, but I can't pinpoint what it was. It was interesting. I mean, we got to hang out, you know, on the hill there, and brought a little blanket and hang out with some friends. And
I remember the time where the Village People were in the Police Academy movies.
Yeah, sounds about right.
Yep.
I almost got my middle card taken away
because you went to the Village People. Yeah. Could have been worse.
Just some people. Some people.
You could have gone and seen Justin Bieber or something.
That's true.
Could have been a lot worse. That would have revoked your card.
Yeah. I was the whole time I was trying to figure out if they were lip syncing, if they were singing at all. I think they were just lip syncing.
Well, you said it was to tape.
Well, yeah, the music was all to tape, so.
There you go.
You guys been playing anything?
Since last time we recorded? Yeah. No, I have not.
You're playing a Lego Marvel, right?
I am. I'm trying to 100% that before that new game comes out.
No.
I'm at 80% though.
That's pretty good. I think that's one of the Lego games that did 100%. So
it's
hard. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The racing
levels are...
Fucking suck.
Yes.
Hey, fuck those games.
Hopefully they fix that in the newest iteration.
Yeah, fuck those racing levels. I hate that shit.
The controls are fucking god-awful. Horrible. But I have been playing a game. We talked about it a little bit in the last episode. This game called Victor Vran. It's put out by Wired Productions and Heimanmont Games. I bought the deluxe version, they call it the Overkill version, right? It comes with the base game.
Does it play the song Overkill?
Actually, yes, it does. Surprise! Glad you asked that. But it comes with two major DLC packs. One's called Fractured World, and the other one is called Motorhead Through the Ages. And it's a world based on Motorhead. It's really fucking cool. All the bosses you fight are from like Motorhead album covers. You get his guitar, which is a really powerful weapon. There's music, and you can get his outfit. And you go into like this bar at the end of the world is where you go to get all your missions and stuff. And the bartender, guess who it is?
Oh, we talked about this earlier. God damn it. It was
Lloyd Kaufman.
Lloyd Kaufman.
Troma.
There you go. Thank you.
It's really funny. It's a really great game, too. It's a great two-player like co-op game.
So what kind of game is it?
It's Diablo, like a Diablo 3 style game. So
for those who haven't played Diablo,
it's
3.
An over-the-top, you know, view. The cool thing about this one is you can actually jump. So it actually gives a little bit of depth to some of the levels. You can jump up on the things, and it's...
I would hate this game, basically.
Why? You don't like?
I don't like that camera angle.
Did you like Diablo game?
Oh yeah, I don't know how many hours I logged in Diablo 2, and I've played Diablo 3, but not nearly as much.
I think you would dig the hell out of this game. The weapons are fun. I'm still trying to figure out the whole confusing, you know, upgrading and mixing things together. I hate when just make it simple.
Cool.
So check out Victor Vran. They're not
Victor Vran.
They're not a sponsor, but they were really helpful too when.
Well, it's an amalgamation of everything that we do here. It's
yes.
Metal music, video games, nerd
and,
culture.
And what happened when the game first came out, there was a misprint at the Xbox manufacturing plant. So they sent them the right...
this sounds familiar. Did you talk
Yeah, we
about
talked about it a little yeah. bit. They sent them the right, you know, game to put on the disc, but they put the wrong one on there. They printed all the Xbox One versions without it. So people started going to Twitter to them, and they knew about it. They were like, yeah, we're working on a solution. Bear with us. And they were really helpful, really nice about it.
So did they print something different on the disc instead?
Well, they printed the vanilla version. Even the disc says the Overkill version. They just didn't have all the DLC built into it.
So it was this version of it, like the...
Right, everything but the DLC bonus stuff.
Okay.
So, and it was Xbox's fault, so they were working with them to figure out a way to do it. So basically what they did is they would give you, you got a code, you went into the game, there was an update, there was a code that you had to input into a website, and then you're able to download all the DLC for free.
Cool.
Real simple, and it worked. And I played the hell out of that Motorhead game. It's
just
fun.
Just that? You haven't actually tried to play the other game?
No, I played the vanilla version, the regular version, up until the Motorhead version came out. But I wanna, yeah, it's good. I think I finished the main storyline, but there's still more to do, you know?
Cool.
I once bought a Chris Poland CD secondhand that was printed wrong.
Really?
The music, yeah. I bought it in like a Hastings or something.
Yeah.
And it wasn't even the town I was living in. I was visiting some people, and I stopped at the Hastings on my way out of town and bought it. And I was driving back home and put the CD in, and it was not Chris Poland. It was some like really cheesy like blues music or something like that.
Wow.
So,
Blues Traveler.
It wasn't Blues Traveler.
I guess it's like checking when you go to a fast food and you check your food before you drive away.
I got a My Dying Bride CD. The same thing happened.
Really?
Now, oddly enough, what was printed was another My Dying Bride album.
So you had the wrong album on.
Yeah, it was My Dying Bride, but it wasn't the album.
It wasn't that 34.7888%, was it? That album was god awful.
No, I don't think so. I don't even remember what it was anymore. It was ages ago.
All right, cool. So that's what we've been up to. Happy 4th of July, everybody. Happy birthday to my co-host here.
Woo-hoo.
Let's move on
to... Happy birthday to America.
America.
Happy birthday to America and my co-host. Which one of them are older, though?
I'm pretty sure America.
America.
Yeah, you're probably right. So let's move on to our topic. Actually, we're going to get into a really cool topic. I found this article... that the 59 movie video games that are in development right now, figured it'd be a cool thing to talk about because some of the shit I did not know. So let's take a quick break and get into that. And we are at our topic for the evening, and as we just previewed, we're going to be talking about 59 video movie games that are in development. We're probably not going
to
talk about all 59.
I was about to say, we're not going to go through all 59.
But there are some interesting games that movies are actually supposedly happening. Some of them are farther in development than others, but this one surprised me. Altered Beast.
They're
making a movie out of Altered
Beast. Supposedly they're making an Altered Beast movie.
I don't think I've ever played that game.
I'm already calling bullshit on this list.
Variety reported it, so I don't know. I'm just reporting what I'm reading. I'm not
what
claiming to know.
What number is it on the list?
It looks like it's alphabetical, so.
Oh, it's not like
no
number one pick.
No.
Oh. That sucks.
Why do you say that? You don't think an Altered Beast movie would work?
No, I don't.
What is Altered Beast?
You ever played Altered Beast?
It's Sega Genesis.
Yeah,
game.
It's like one of the best ones. That came with the Sega Genesis.
So if you want, actually, if you want to know what Altered Beast is about, you can download it on your phone now.
Yep.
Part of the.
I'm about to show you that right now.
Yeah, it's on mine actually. The what is it, the Sega, like, crap? What are they calling this project again? I forgot, but. Sega is going to be, little brief aside here, Sega is
it's a good aside.
Going to be gradually releasing, apparently, their entire back catalog for phone apps for free.
Including Sega Master System, Genesis, Dreamcast, everything.
I've never played this game.
Oh, wow. It's a great game. It's difficult as hell, but most games from that era really are.
If they actually make this into a movie, it's going to be abysmal.
Yeah.
It will be a terrible, terrible movie.
But you'll see it anyways.
Is Uwe Boll going to direct it?
It would be that level.
So there's mummies in this?
Yeah, there's all kinds of undead and like mythical monsters and stuff like that.
Alright.
Yeah. It's a fun game.
Never heard of it.
Moving on, we have Assassin's Creed 2, which I guess doesn't surprise me. I never really finished watching the first one. Did you?
I did finish it. It was okay. Like, some of the action was all right. I think it'd just be much better if they just ignored all the present day stuff.
That's how I feel about the whole series as a whole, like the game.
Well, the games are doing that now. Like, the last game, at least I played, didn't even go into the present day stuff. You just stayed in.
That's how they should have
in the past.
From the beginning.
I think the new one's going to be sort of like that, the Origins one, so you're in like ancient Egypt and all that.
It looks
cool. I like the another side here. It looks fun. I think we talked about this, but I saw one of the gameplay walkthrough videos. You can still see there's still the same problems of like getting caught up on walls that aren't there and all that kind of
stuff. It wouldn't be an Assassin's Creed game if it didn't have that.
I guess so. I guess you're right.
So is what's his face slated to come back?
Fassbender?
Maybe. Doesn't say, really.
Oh. Because I don't think the last one did very well.
No. Fassbender's actually pretty funny. I listened to him on the Nerdist podcast recently. He's actually a funny dude. He just doesn't have a chance to, like, be in comedies, you know what I mean?
He was in that Frank movie where he wore a papier-mâché head the whole entire time.
Yeah.
Oh, was he in that? I've not watched that movie.
Yeah, that's him in the papier-mâché head.
Okay. Well, that'll become a reason to watch that movie.
So Asteroids is supposedly in development?
How'd that not get canceled after Pixels?
I don't know.
Because Pixels was fucking horrible.
Borderlands apparently is in development.
They should not. They shouldn't.
Like, isn't that just essentially Mad Max, though?
Yeah. And the characters...
They should not do this.
It's a little weird. All right, so they are doing a reboot of Tomb Raider.
This I already knew about.
Yeah.
They've been talking about this for a long time.
It's coming out in March 2018, so it's soon.
Yeah, it's the chick from, Evika Scamander, however you say her name. Mm-hmm. She was in that Deus Machina movie.
Right.
She played the robot in Ex Machina.
Okay.
She was also...
She was in the new Bourne movie.
Oh, yeah. In the movie that the guy from Fantastic Beasts, I can't think of his name right now.
Eddie
Redmayne.
Yeah.
Where he, like, goes through, like, a sex change and stuff. Wasn't she in that?
I don't know. I didn't see that movie.
They are making a Rampage movie.
Oh, yeah. We heard about this.
April 2018. It's actually coming out. Starring The Rock.
I would like to see footage of what this is going to look like.
I haven't seen any footage or any kind of preview or anything.
Like, is The Rock going to play a monster? Or is he going to play a dude that turns into a monster in the game?
Because that's what, like, at least in the first game, you were a dude who turned into a monster.
Right. And then you just start destroying the
city.
I have
a feeling it's going to be a, that's right. It's going to be like a disaster movie, you know?
Yeah.
It's going to be like...
But comical? At least I would hope
it's
comical.
I'm sure it'll be
comical. Because
it's got to be comedy.
There's got to be snatching helicopters out of the air.
Yes.
Eating them.
And shooting fireballs out of your
mouth.
Yeah, eating tanker trucks and then vomiting fire everywhere.
But you know what? Yeah. I'm down for that.
if you, sir,
are part of the problem, is what it is.
If you know what? If they play it up and, like, really make it like the old game was.
Yeah.
Okay, if they try to make like a serious disaster movie out
of it, what's the plot?
It's gonna be, there's not one. You're a dude who turns into a monster and you go on a rampage and you destroy the city, you crumble skyscrapers and get attacked by the army.
Same creative team that did San Andreas with him. And he's like really into this movie, so he's like spearheading why this is happening.
This is so stupid.
But anything The Rock is in, it's actually pretty damn good.
Is it, though?
Except for that Jumanji reboot they're doing. That doesn't look very good.
Neither was that Journey to the Center of the Earth. Neither was Baywatch. Central Intelligence.
I don't think anybody else did either.
That's probably true. Central Intelligence was okay.
No, it wasn't.
It was okay.
It was not.
Yes, it was.
The only parts that were okay is when he was on screen by himself.
Do you watch it?
Yeah, I watched it on TV.
How? It's not even... Okay, we're not going
to... It's on HBO.
Baywatch?
No, not Baywatch.
Oh.
Central Intelligence.
Oh, Central Intelligence. I'm like, what? Okay. No, yeah. I agree on that. Call Next. Of Duty.
Call of...
God, really?
A war movie?
They're already movies.
I know, right?
Jesus.
I feel the same way about Uncharted, though.
Yeah, we'll get to that one. What do you think about a Minecraft movie?
What's it going to be about? Is it going to be pixelated?
It's got to be done like the Lego movie, you know?
I'll say that doesn't surprise me based on the just... They license that property for anything you can think of.
That dude's like a billionaire now.
Yeah.
I remember when Minecraft was a joke.
I imagine... You know what they should do? They should just do the whole movie in Minecraft.
Yeah?
They should just do that.
Like stuff they do on YouTube?
Basically. No, and hear me out. You know how much time kids spend watching other people play YouTube?
A lot.
Come to my house.
I'm sure.
And observe how much time my kids spend watching other people play stories out in the Minecraft world. All they would have to do to make this movie, build a Minecraft world and run characters through it, and then do some voice acting. Done. Stampy Longnose, the dude.
What?
He's one of the YouTubers who...
Stampy Longnose?
That's his screen name.
Okay.
I don't remember the guy's real name. British guy. This is his job.
Oh, yeah.
He makes $3,500 a day playing Minecraft on YouTube.
I'm doing the wrong thing with
yes,
my life.
Yes, you are. My kids are paying for part of it through the targeted ads that will never do them any good.
Right.
So
that doesn't matter if it does them any good. They'll still see them. Wow. All right. So now we have Uncharted.
Uncharted.
Oh, wait a minute. Let's go back to this Minecraft. This is interesting. Mojang, I guess, is the company that who makes the Minecraft games. Mm-hmm. And Warner Brothers are working together to make this film a success, and they've tapped Rob McElhenney, I don't know how to say that, from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia to direct it.
Really?
Yes. So there's that, let's go after the Lego movie style, you know
what
I mean?
So they're going to get Cricket to direct?
Yeah.
That guy's who plays Cricket, I think, in the show.
No, Rob McElhenney's one of the main guys.
I thought he was Cricket.
No, I'm pretty sure Rob McElhenney
he's one of the main characters.
One of the mains.
Oh, wait. All right.
Justin would be screaming at you right now. He's really into that show.
I like that show a lot, too. I've been watching it since it's been on TV.
Let's talk about Uncharted.
Wow, I thought this was in alphabetical order.
I'm on a different list now.
Oh.
Better list, actually.
A better list.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that guy. He's married to what's-her-face in the show.
Caitlin Olsen.
Yeah.
It says right here. That's why.
Yep. So Uncharted, they've announced that it is going to be like a prequel type of deal. So Tom Holland, who is...
is that official casting, though?
Yeah. No, he's officially cast on it.
Or is that just like, we're talking about it?
Nope. He's been cast in the movie.
It's the wrong choice. He's no Nathan Drake.
No, but he's a young Nathan Drake. So
nope.
You don't know. I don't know.
I don't know.
No, you don't.
Because I'm not making this shitty movie. It's going to be a shitty movie.
I hope not.
It's going to be.
Because
it's going to be a black mark on Tom Holland's career.
So maybe it looks like Joe Carnahan has put in the latest version of a script.
The guy who did The one with Liam Neeson and the wolves.
Yes.
What the fuck's the name? The Gray, thank you.
I liked that movie a lot.
I liked that movie a lot. I just don't see Uncharted being a good movie.
Now a young Drake and Sully prequel starring new Spider-Man Tom Holland.
But they already did that in the game.
No, they did do that in the game in 4, right?
In 3.
Yeah. So
why?
Because it would make an interesting movie. I don't know. I'm not making it.
If they wanted to make an interesting movie, they should have made a movie about the daughter after the game's end.
So maybe they're making a game on Sly Cooper. Why?
Oh, a movie?
Yeah.
Oh, I already seen it.
Movie. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Yeah, I already seen the trailer for Sly Cooper. That's okay.
Trailer for it already?
Yeah, it's been out for a while.
I did not know that.
I think it's just been in development hell for a really long time.
Hmm. Interesting. I mean, they haven't really made a new Sly Cooper game in a while, so it's sort of
weird. It has a huge fan base.
It does. Sort of like Crash Bandicoot. Going on a little side tangent again, I picked up the trilogy.
Yeah.
Holy fuck, that game's still hard.
It always has been hard.
I forgot.
It's about repetition and learning patterns.
It really is. There's like a level I'm like, oh fuck. I wasted like all my guys and like kept on trying to continue. I'm like, oh, all right. I'm just gonna put this down before I break something.
That's the remote.
Yeah, something. Yeah.
So yeah, I can see Sly Cooper working if it's funny.
Well, I mean, you know how big of a Ratchet and Clank fan I am. That movie was not good.
That movie was horrible. It's like they kind of forgot to make a movie while making a movie.
It was just a long cutscene.
Like missing cutscenes. Yeah. There's parts of that movie just don't connect.
Next list on our list is The Last of Us.
Again, why?
Again, it's already a movie.
It is. I don't know why they're trying to make these.
Because movies the work's already done for them.
Yeah.
What they should do is like, it shouldn't be about the main characters we saw in Last of Us. Right. It should be same universe, just different characters.
So something like something that's going on at the same time.
Right. That wouldn't surprise me if that's actually what they ended up doing.
That sounds like a good idea. That sounds a better idea.
Like, if that's what they're going to do, if they want to tap into that world, that's what they need to do, is use that, like, the game as a background storyline where we see different characters.
Okay. I could be down for that.
Because I haven't finished playing the game. I only played a little bit at the beginning, but there's like a camp where all the humans or all the people are living in, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so that could be like your
right
niche.
Now it's sort of in development hell. It's sort of stalled out right now, but Sam Raimi is in talks to produce the movie.
They should get Gore Verbinski to do that.
That would be good.
They just need a better writer for Gore Verbinski because he cannot write for shit.
So, next on the list is Watch Dogs.
The hacker game?
Yeah, the hacker game.
The open
game.
World.
I've never played any of that stuff.
It's basically going to be like the modern day version of Hackers.
Hacker stuff pisses me off anyway. Like,
enter. Oh, look, we hacked into the Pentagon.
Yeah, oh my God.
Now it's all with your cell phone.
Yeah, yeah. I have an app for that. I mean, the Watch Dogs games are cool. It's,
the first one, like after the first hour of playing the first game, I got bored really quick.
The sequel is much, much better.
They've because taken all the there's no storyline to it, right? Because it's just like...
A little bit.
Like, it's how... It's the game is whatever you make it.
Yeah. They're making a Monster Hunter film.
Not familiar with that one.
Me neither. Like, I know Tucker and Dale versus Evil.
Vague, but possible. The guy pitching this movie is Paul W.S. Anderson.
Resident Evil.
Yep.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Because he needs another video game franchise to latch on to.
So a game that's been in development since 2010 is a Mass Effect movie. I keep on saying game, but I'm talking about movies.
Yes. The Mass Effect games are movies.
Yes.
So
very true.
Again, unless they do the same approach where you have the same events happen in your movie just from a different perspective.
Or that's just, again, the same universe. Because I've only actually played the first Mass Effect game, but I loved the setting. I loved the world that they built for it.
Mass Effect 2 is so good.
3 not.
I have the set. I've just only played the first one. But I really liked the world that built it.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
It felt very
sci-fi opera.
It felt very Star Trek.
Mm-hmm.
It seemed very well fleshed out, and it seemed like there was a lot that you could do in that universe. So,
like I said, yeah, if they go with that route by just playing in the universe just with different characters.
Yeah.
Not being Commander Shepard or whatever.
They're also working on, it's supposed to come out soon, or start working on it soon, but a game based on, or a movie based on The Witcher.
The Last Witch Hunter, basically?
No, The Witcher. Have you played those games?
No.
I haven't played any of them.
The Witcher is an amazing, phenomenal game.
I've seen people play the game. Yeah. It just looks like The Last Witch Hunter.
I guess, yeah, I mean.
Is Vin Diesel,
game,
is Vin Diesel going to be in it?
Maybe The Rock. I don't know. A Dante's Inferno movie.
God, that movie's been in development hell forever.
Yeah.
They make a lot of anime movies. I think there's like two of them.
Yeah, there was a couple of anime movies. You played that game, right?
One.
No?
I played one of them.
I think there was only one.
No, there's more than one.
The Dante's Inferno, there's only one game. I don't think they ever made a sequel to that.
Well, maybe, it is the only one then.
They made anime versions like you're talking about, but... let's see, here's like, when you get into weird stuff, like, why are they going to be worrying about making a Temple Run game?
Because you got to compete with Lara Croft coming out and Uncharted.
Yeah.
And they like, hey, what other treasure adventure games are there out there? Next thing you know, you're going to get a Pitfall movie.
So
I feel like that was discussed at least at one point.
A Pitfall movie?
Pitfall?
Yeah.
I can see that character because it's an actual character, you know.
Pitfall All I Harry. Remember is like the original Pitfall. Like
all
the,
I remember
was
is,
there a cartoon back in the day?
I feel like there was some medium beyond the video game that Pitfall became part of.
I can't remember.
All I know is they make a movie. They just need to be like dudes getting eaten by gators left and right.
Yes.
Are they going to make a Frogger movie? Is that what's next?
Oh, speaking of, it's unknown. they are working on a Rabbids movie, CGI Rabbids movie.
That makes sense, though.
It does.
Because the cartoon show is quite funny, actually.
I didn't know there was a cartoon show.
Yeah, it's on Nickelodeon. It's originally a French show, and they converted it for US audience. Yeah.
So here's what we talk about Sega a little bit. Sundry Sega properties. Sega's given its production arm, is a company called Stories International, free reign to adapt 40 of its franchises, including Shinobi, Golden Axe, Altered Beast, Virtua Fighter, and Crazy Taxi. The company Crazy Taxi. The company says it's looking to partner with major studios to turn these franchises into TV series, digital series, and yep, you guessed it, feature films.
But they already made Crazy Taxi with fucking What's-His-Face and Queen Latifah.
Taxi?
Yeah.
Jimmy Fallon?
Yeah, Jimmy Fallon, the not funny guy.
I don't think it's Crazy Taxi, though.
It's essentially Crazy Taxi meets Fast and the Furious.
Now, I don't know this. I've seen it everywhere. There's merchandise fucking everywhere. What the hell is Five Nights at Freddy's?
It's a video game.
I know it's a video game.
It's a horror video game.
Yeah,
it's, like a
horror.
You're stuck in like a Chuck E. Cheese thing, and the animatronics come to life and try to kill you.
I don't know much about it other than it has like a very dedicated cult following.
Kids love it.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's the basic plot line of the movie. The movie will follow a similar setup to the game. Set in a Chuck E. Cheese style restaurant where one of the house animatronics becomes a murderer at night. The hero needs to survive their shift.
Yep.
So there was a Pitfall cartoon.
Okay.
In 1983.
I think I remember that.
Called Pitfall Harry.
Yep.
Lasted for one season. There was also...
You could tell how good it was.
Apparently alongside it, there was a Frogger cartoon.
I remember that.
And a Donkey Kong Jr. cartoon.
Yes.
And they all got canceled.
It was all like one little block of...
Saturday like, Supercade.
That was it? Yep. Remember, I'm older than you guys, so I got up. I was like,
did that come on?
I was still shitting diapers at this time.
Did that come on the same time as the Super Mario TV show?
No, that was later, because I watched
like 85.
It was later than that.
Was it?
Yeah.
Early 90s.
It was late 80s. It wasn't quite into early 90s.
It was the part where they had like the beginning of it was live action.
Yes.
And they had the two idiots who were not Italian. And
one of them was a wrestler.
Yes. The big Mario guy. Mm-hmm.
Lou Albano.
Yeah.
Captain Lou Albano.
Captain Lou. Yeah. Yeah, the Super Mario Super Show.
Yes.
And so there was the live action part.
And there was the cartoon
part.
And
then there was the cartoon part. And then on Fridays.
Legend of Zelda.
On Fridays, they do Legend of Zelda.
I didn't watch those.
Yeah.
The Legend of Zelda cartoons were the most anticipated part. In hindsight, they're terrible.
Yes. They were bad. Did you ever watch Captain N?
Yeah, it was. Which one was that? Was that the one that like had Simon Belmont and a bunch of other
characters?
The
human guy, and there was like the talking Game Boy and Simon Belmont, and they fought like
Mother Brain.
Mother Brain was the bad guy, main bad guy. Like her, one of her henchmen was the from Kid Icarus.
God, I never played Kid Icarus.
Really? Oh. So Kid Icarus is one of the characters.
Can we go back real quick to what you're saying about Sega? 40 games of Sega are going to be turned into movies.
Yeah.
Or TV or shows or some kind of entertainment.
Digital series.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what Sega games are in that list?
They only tell us at five right now.
Which is Shinobi?
Shinobi.
Could be fucking cool.
Yeah, if it's done right, yeah.
If it's like done like a legit ninja movie,
yeah,
that'd be awesome.
Golden Axe.
I don't know that one.
I would, if they do like a, if they just cheese it up, I'll go see a fucking Golden Axe movie.
What's Golden Axe all about?
It's a fantasy, like,
beat 'em up game.
Dungeon crawl, hack and slash.
Yeah.
You know, monsters and magic and stuff. I would see it.
And you have to have, like, the intermission where you're sitting at the fire camp, your camp, and the guy comes and steals all your, like, potions and stuff. I never played
Golden Axe.
Golden Axe is a great game.
What else is there?
Virtua Fighter and Crazy Taxi.
God, I forgot Virtua Fighter.
Who the fuck wants that? I mean, come on, guys. They should have learned from Street Fighter
and Tekken,
Mortal Kombat, and the Tekken movies.
Yeah.
How do you
shit doesn't work?
How
out.
Do you pitch Virtua Fighter as a movie
or a web series?
The title of it alone implies this is a video game. Like that was the whole point when Virtua Fighter came out. It was like, ooh, look, 3D fighting game.
Yeah. Look at our blocks.
That was the whole... Yeah, look at our blocks. That was the
free
whole
fluid
thing.
Motion.
Yeah.
That's weird. Why would... How would you
if,
fix that?
However, reach me out here. You know, test it out here. Like, what if they went a virtual reality route where, like, people had a fight via VR based on the characters they created? Yeah? Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Feeling
are
that?
You, are you talking about the... isn't that the plot of the new Jumanji movie? They get pulled into the video game, and now they're different characters.
Sure.
You know, have you seen the trailer for that?
Yeah, I have.
Okay. It looks so bad.
I like Jack Black.
I do too, but...
And I like The Rock, so I'll probably watch it.
Is Jack Black going to be in there?
Yeah.
I haven't watched the trailer
Jack Black
for it
plays
yet.
A girl.
We'll have to watch the trailer when we're done, because it... Yeah.
He plays a girl.
Yeah.
Which is hilarious.
Okay. Yeah.
And The Rock is always funny.
So, Deadline is reporting that... Both Centipede and Missile Command are being turned into movies.
Missile Command?
Missile Command.
Terrible idea.
Didn't they already make that movie? It's called War Games.
Yes.
So it's just going to be a modern day version of War Games.
Probably.
That's a terrible idea.
And the Call of Duty that we talked about, it's not just one movie. They're making a whole cinematic universe out of it. So
they're just making more video game movies.
Yes.
Like, their games are already movies.
Yep.
So is it going to be like, what they should do is like where you tell like a tale of like of a certain family through the years of war. And it should be based in like, you do World War II, then you do like modern day warrior or modern day war, and then you do Infinite War. That's how you tie the franchise together.
Yeah.
They should hire me to write this shit.
It makes money off
giving,
of it.
I'm just giving them fucking free advice here.
what do you think about a Contra movie?
No. Just don't. Unless it's going to be Arnold Schwarzenegger and Sylvester Stallone.
Would be hilarious.
You want to hear the synopsis?
I would watch the shit out of that.
Do you want to hear the synopsis, the official synopsis for the movie?
Yes.
In 1988, a huge meteorite lands on an uninhabited island in the South China Sea. Chen Qing and Li Zhang investigate but come up empty-handed. 29 years later, Chen sends commandos Bill and Lance into a combat mission there to neutralize the villainous Red Falcon organization. but end up facing a different enemy altogether.
Yes! I'm on board now.
It doesn't sound horrible, does it?
If they go over the top,
just like
the
game.
If they go yes, and if they go completely over the top and do ridiculous aliens and cyborgs
and gratuitous violence,
I will watch that movie.
Yeah,
they need to get Sylvester Stallone and Arnold Schwarzenegger.
That would be hilarious.
For this movie. That's the only way it could work.
Because the characters' names are basically they're Bill Reiser and Lance Bean. That's their actual character names.
So
it's just mashed up a character.
So if they do Schwarzenegger and Stallone, it needs to be like they're retired guys being called out of retirement.
It's almost like the Expendables.
Kind of, but science fiction version of it.
If they get Stallone and Schwarzenegger because they're 29 years later, I am so down for this movie. I will go see this.
It would make it worth it.
It would. I'd be there on Thursday night.
Probably couldn't afford it, but
We're gonna skip over Pikachu movie.
Hey, what? My daughter was going to be very interested in this.
Detective Pikachu.
Wait, Detective Pikachu?
Yeah.
It's Chinatown with Pikachu.
I don't think it's going to go that far.
Pika! Pika!
It's a CGI movie, so...
Yeah. Well, that makes sense. Haven't all the other Pokemon movies been cartoons/CGI?
Deus Ex is in some kind of...
I never played any of those games.
I have several of them in my Steam library, and I've not played any of them either.
I'm surprised you haven't said a Portal movie yet.
And that'd be cool. I haven't seen that on the list. Devil May Cry is on the list.
Devil May Cry. That's what I was trying to think of when you said Dante's Inferno earlier.
Oh,
I was trying to think of Devil May Cry. That was the title.
I think I got those confused.
Okay.
There were at least three Devil May Cries.
Oh, yeah. Three or four. No, there were the four, and there's a reboot of it, too.
I know I played a couple of them in Europe because they were really popular in Europe.
Really? The first one, I think, was actually a lot of fun. I remember that one a lot.
I just remember a lot of Gunkata.
Yeah. Yep. Pretty much. Supposedly, they're making The Division into a movie.
Tom Clancy?
Yeah, Tom Clancy's The Division.
I heard that game was horrible.
Yeah, the game was not very good. But... They're reporting that Syriana director Steven Goggin has signed on to helm it. So, I mean, it could be a...
Like, the premise of
premise
the game
could,
sounds,
I mean, could make it into
a good
movie.
Yeah, just the game itself was kind of shitty.
What about a Far Cry movie?
Which one?
Well, not the Uwe Boll version of it, but he did do one.
Well, isn't
I thought so, yeah. With, God, what's that guy's name? He was in SLC Punk.
Matthew Lillard?
It was the German guy that they went and bought.
Oh, yeah.
From.
Well, he's been in a lot of movies with him.
Okay.
He was in House of Dead as well.
I didn't watch that movie.
House of the Dead? Oh, God.
It was pretty bad.
You ready for a Fruit Ninja movie?
Of course. Who isn't?
Why not?
You ready to swipe on it? Swipe right, whatever it is?
Like, how is this a movie?
I don't know.
Like, what is a premise here?
They're making an emoji movie, so I don't fucking know anymore.
That makes sense, though, to me.
I guess.
Because, emojis have feelings
and
emotions.
It has T.J. Miller in it, so
and T.J. Miller can emote. And then eventually it's going to be, one emoji doesn't want to be that emoji, and I'm pretty sure that's the plot of the movie.
Yeah. So, Microsoft Studios and Universal Pictures are working on making a Gears of War movie.
They've been telling that for a long time, since the first game, actually.
I think so.
And I don't think they've ever really cracked the code for a good Gears of War movie. And essentially, what's the point now when you have
the games? Did they crack the code for a good Gears of War game?
The first one was pretty good.
I didn't like it.
I like the Gears of War games.
I like the second one.
The fourth one's still good.
I played through the first one. I felt like the first one was really clunky and awkward all the way through. I felt like it was... And with as much fighting as you do in it, I felt like they handled the bad guys wrong. I felt...
Bad guys were hard in the first game.
That was part... in every single one of them took three clips to take down. That was part of the problem I had with it. And it's fine, I'm shooting this one guy over and over and over and over and over again. He's not doing anything.
He's just sitting there,
yeah. Letting me pump bullets into him. I found the game, I played all the way through it, and I found it mostly
Did you play all of them or just that one?
After that one, I wasn't interested anymore.
Gotcha. I like the first and second one. The third one's kind of meh. I didn't even bother playing the fourth one.
So, Piranha 3 Double D and Saw 4 writers have been hired, this is back in 2014, to rewrite the God of War movie.
I'm pretty sure that's dead in the water. Like, I'm almost 100% sure this is old news. But
I don't think we need a God of War movie.
No, because the games are movies.
Yeah.
And you can't really make a God of War movie from a different perspective because it's about one character.
How about a Gran Turismo movie?
So Need for Speed and right. Fast and the right. Furious?
Yes. Pretty
but
much,
this,
I guess.
This time, Indy 500 or NASCAR, whichever one.
But guess who's directing it? Oblivion and Tron Legacy director Joseph Kosinski.
He just needs to start making another Tron. Stop worrying about these other games.
And being written by Battleship. This doesn't make me happy. Red, Battleship, and The Last Witch Hunter scribes John Hober and Eric Hober.
I liked Red movie.
Yeah. I liked Red.
Yeah. But I think I liked it for all the wrong reasons, though, because the whole entire time I kept on thinking John Malkovich just didn't give a shit in this movie.
It's hilarious.
Yeah.
It's
That's why it's great.
It's hilarious.
Did they make a sequel to that?
Right? Yeah, they did. It was not good. The first one was good.
I remember seeing the sequel. So, Half-Life movie? Maybe?
No.
J.J. Abrams.
No.
J.J. Abrams
I don't even care.
Is involved.
No. Fuck that. Get out. No.
I haven't seen that movie
yet. I think he's angry about
no,
this.
No. Fuck that. Leave it alone.
I never played
I have strong
Half-Life.
Feelings about Half-Life.
I can tell.
I have strong feelings about Half-Life. They need to get the fuck out. Go home.
Is this the game that never made a sequel?
Yes. They never
you
made...
can't get to 3. If it's made by Valve, you're never getting a number 3.
Mm. Is there a reason?
They just never get there. Mm. They go on and do other projects.
And he's like, and nah, then... we don't want to do this
so,
right
and
now.
The part of the problem with that is that... so they did... So Half-Life... Half-Life revolutionized the first-person shooter.
Yes.
When the first one came out, the same way that Doom put first-person shooters on the map, Half-Life revolutionized what first-person shooters could be. It's an amazing game. Half-Life 2 came out and did it again. That's phenomenal that you can have two games in a row in the same series that revolutionized
maybe that's
an
why,
entire genre.
Maybe that's why they haven't come out with a third one.
It might be. Part of the problem, though, is that they never finished the story from number 2. Mm. It's set up for there's another part of this, and it's
maybe
never,
that's what the movie's going to be. It's just going to finish the plot.
Fucking do that. Here's part of why you can't do a Half-Life movie. Who was the voice actor for Gordon Freeman?
Somebody dead?
No fucking buddy. He doesn't talk.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Well, he couldn't be a character that doesn't talk.
It's too iconic now. It's meme worthy. It is a part of the legacy of Half-Life that Gordon Freeman never utters a word.
That's fine. This movie's where the main characters never talks.
This is a bad idea. They need to get out of it.
Well, it's not a guarantee either.
What about a Halo movie?
No. They talked about
care.
That for years too. Although
that's in development hell.
They
actually.
Did came very close with Ridley Scott. When Halo 5 came out.
Oh, really?
They came dangerously close. What's his name? The guy who plays Luke Cage.
Oh, yeah.
He was in...
Mike Coulter.
Michael Coulter, right. He was in that Uprising. Mm-hmm. Halo Uprising,
yeah.
Right?
Right.
It wasn't bad.
No.
It just didn't care. It was a problem. Like, the plot was kind of boring. Like, but the visuals look good.
So, Just Cause is in rumored?
Why?
Because?
It's a sandbox game. Just because.
Variety has reported that Jason Momoa has signed on.
I think Jason Momoa just signs everything. He's,
I guess.
Comes his way.
You might be right.
I need more Khaleesi.
He never speaks.
Jason Momoa?
Not in English. Khaleesi. What about a Kane and Lynch game? You remember that game?
Barely.
I think that was supposed to come out a long time ago, and I think Bruce Willis was attached for the longest time.
You're right. Originally set to star Bruce Willis and Jamie Foxx.
Yeah, and it just never came to fruition. I think Bruce Willis went on to make a movie called 16 Blocks with Most Def, and I think that's what killed it in its tracks.
Because it's weird, because both of the characters in the game were white.
I don't know.
But the last people that were involved after those two were Gerard Butler and Vin Diesel. So
that sounds horrible. Two guys who can barely
and
speak.
For some reason, that has John Lovitz listed here.
Shut up! No, it doesn't.
Saturday Night Live. John Lovitz was rumored to star in a mystery role, but as of right now, the release date has been set to be unknown.
Means no.
So if the movie was going to happen, John Lovitz would have been the fucking bad guy.
That would have been hilarious.
You know what? Vin Diesel and Gerard Butler versus John Lovitz. I'm suddenly on board with this shit.
This has to be like a B-movie from hell, though. That's the only way this movie would be worth watching.
What about a Metal Gear Solid game?
No.
Or a movie, I'm sorry.
They've been trying to make a movie for a long time, and there's actually a guy who's in the running for it. He's like a pretty famous director, and I can't remember his name right now.
Monsters Dark Continent writer has signed up to script it. And the director from The Kings of Summer and Kong Skull Island.
There you go. Yes, that guy. Yes, he's in talks of making that movie.
Yep.
He made the new Kong movie.
Yep.
He's the guy with a huge beard.
Yeah, Kong Skull Island was great. I loved it.
It was all right. Like, the plot's stupid, but...
What kind of plot do you need?
I'm sorry, did you go to a Kong movie for a plot?
You talking to a guy who actually enjoyed the Peter Jackson's King Kong, so...
I liked the middle hour of it.
I enjoyed all of it, and I guess it's just... more sentimental for me than anything else.
Have you played any of the Metro 2033 games?
I have it.
No. Yeah.
I haven't played it yet.
Okay.
I think I have, because there's two of them, right?
Yes.
I think I have both of them in my Steam library, but I haven't played them.
Is that the one where you have to keep getting, you have to go out and get gas for your colony?
I believe so, yeah. You can do that. It's a post-apocalyptic, like,
and there's monsters above world, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
It's supposed to be very good. I haven't played it yet.
No, it's a great game.
It's supposed to be very good.
It's based on a novel, too.
It just sounds like all the other games.
Yeah. Okay, we talked about Missile Command. We talked about
War Games 2 is what it's called.
Mortal Kombat reboot is coming, supposedly.
They had a TV series on YouTube for the longest time. Yeah.
That's the guy that's
by Machinima, if I'm not mistaken. Machinima.
Some kind of Nintendo movie.
Mario Brothers, the movie.
That didn't work out so well last time.
Dude, I actually kind of want to do like a rewatch just to see how bad that Mario Brothers is.
Pretty bad.
I haven't seen it since I was a kid. I remember being pretty awesome as a kid.
So it looks like Valve and Bad Robot are concentrating on, guess what, movie next.
Half-Life 2.
That's not Half-Life?
Nope.
This is different from that?
Portal.
I
just said that. That's cool. Yeah.
This is also not a good idea. It's not a good idea.
That has a female character, right?
Yes. Did you see the
short
film?
By
Dan Trachtenberg?
Yeah, I saw it.
Yeah.
That's the one that got him the job to do the...
Cloverfield.
And that's why Bad Robot's involved.
Yeah.
I don't feel like this is a good... movie premise. I don't feel like Portal makes a good movie premise.
It's just about a girl trying to escape, right?
Yeah, and there's tons of, like, especially in Portal 2, there's tons of great writing in Portal 2. Portal 2 is hilarious.
Oh, yeah.
It's a blast of a game, but what makes it fun is that you are the person
character
doing it, right? It's in the puzzle solving. It's in the, I just opened this weird thing. Let's jump in and see if it worked. And, like, it's that kind of that ongoing thrill of experimentation.
I've never played any of the Portal
games.
They're
fantastic. Oh, yeah. They're great games.
You need to get the, what's the orange box?
The orange box.
Yeah.
Doesn't that come with Half-Life as well?
Yep. It comes with, like, five or six games.
It comes with Half-Life 2 and
Fortress,
the expansions for Half-Life 2. It comes with Portal 2 and...
No, Portal 1. Portal 2. With
No, you're right. It's Portal 1. And Team Fortress 2.
Yeah.
So, I don't like Team Fortress stuff.
I used to play that when I was working at TimeGate, when I worked on Section 8. We would stop playing that game, and during lunch we'd all pop in Team Fortress 2. And I didn't have a copy, so like somebody at my job bought me one for my Steam library. That's
cool.
Why I own it. Yeah, that's a fun game.
But yeah, Portal doesn't work to me as a movie... as a premise, I don't think it works.
I want to say 90% of these games that we talked about don't work as movies.
And You know, they don't sound like they would work. But sometimes if they can hit magic, and they might.
I mean, okay, so on the rebuttal side of this, before we close up this topic, name one good video game movie that you remember enjoying. That you thought, like, man, that's a solid movie.
I liked the first Resident Evil movie.
Okay, I'll give you that. I actually enjoy that one, too. Yeah. I think it's a pretty solid movie. But name another one.
It was okay.
Some of the sequels after that.
Yeah. I just,
they're rebooting that, too.
Why?
It was James Wan. In
well, hey, you know, I like James Wan as a director, yeah. So maybe he can do something interesting. But I can't think of another, besides Resident Evil, I can't think of a video game movie that I'm like, man, that was a good movie.
I'm trying to think if there's, if I've got one that I'm like, yeah, I actually like that one. I'm trying to.
What about you, Carrie? Besides Resident Evil? That sigh of relief.
No, definitely not House of the Dead.
I mean, let's just go through the numbers. Street Fighter? No. Mortal Kombat? No.
Some of the Mortal Kombat was okay.
I haven't seen that one since I was a kid.
Yeah.
Right. It was cool when you were like 10 or 11.
I'll give you that.
But it ain't cool when you're
what
like
else is there?
In your 30s.
Oh my god, I forgot they made a Max Payne movie. I saw that movie.
God, that movie was horrible.
It was a terrible
Silent Hill?
Silent
you know
Hill
what?
Wasn't bad.
The first Silent Hill movie I actually really like.
Yeah, it was creepy.
The second one was a fun like creature feature, like just to go watch it for the monsters. It was a terrible movie, but it was fun to watch just for the monsters. But I felt like the first Silent Hill movie
actually
did a pretty
one.
Good job of fairly accurately representing the world that the game established, because that's often a lot of the problem is like a lot of video game movies try to change too much from their source property, and then it's like, why are we even calling this what you're calling it?
You know,
I felt like Silent Hill pretty accurately represented the source material.
Yeah, and it was good. It was well made. Good actors are in it.
So it looks like Donnie Yen is going to be starring in a film adaptation of Sleeping Dogs.
You know, that could be cool, because no one ever played that game.
You know what? I forgot.
I did. It was a good game.
Yeah, you did, and me, and a few other people. And that's about it.
Good film adaptation from a video game?
Yeah.
Angry Birds.
Oh, you know, that wasn't bad.
I didn't see it. I was kidding.
I watched it.
I thought it
was stupid as fuck.
I assumed it was terrible.
No. It's stupid as fuck. Don't get me wrong, but it played to the premise. It did everything you said it should do. It established the world of the game that you play in, and it just makes the movie from there. And there were some good, like, fart jokes.
So you know what Tim Miller is doing after he left Deadpool 2?
Making a video game movie?
Mm-hmm. Sonic the Hedgehog.
No, he's not.
It's a CGI movie.
I don't believe you.
No, seriously.
That's not his first project.
He's executive producer.
He's attached to something else.
He's executive producer.
Okay, that doesn't mean he's directing.
I didn't say he was directing. I said he was attached.
Oh. I thought he was attached to, a comic book movie of some sort.
I don't know.
I think it was a Marvel or a DC movie? I can't remember right now.
I think we're getting to the bottom of the list.
Scratching the bottom
of the barrel
here.
Speaking of Donkey Kong, no.
I would have liked to see a Donkey Kong movie. Like an animated CG one.
I was seeing because I pulled up the Wikipedia article on movies based on video games. And there's an upcoming project listed for Dragon's Lair.
What? Okay.
I don't think I played that game.
I did. I used to have it on PC.
Play the hell out of that game.
Yeah.
It was the most expensive game I ever tried to beat in the arcade.
You know what? I was on Mindfudge on the show I do with Justin. We had a video game or arcade games. What arcade game would we want to be
Dragon's
made into
Lair
a movie?
Yeah.
And I jokingly said Paperboy, but thinking about it, I think it would actually make a pretty cool movie.
It has to be like an 80s throwback type.
No, it has to be like early 90s, because where paper is dying, like newspaper, like people are canceling subscriptions. I think that would be great. Michael Bay, get on it.
Here is Dragon's Lair. Yeah, they had an Indiegogo account set up for it, and they got it.
What, for Paperboy?
No, for Dragon's Lair.
Oh.
So Don Bluth is involved with
shit.
Yes.
Like the animator? I might
actually watch this then.
Oh, okay, cool.
He did the game.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
And Space Ace.
Yeah.
There's a Space Ace cartoon and Dragon Slayer cartoon.
I've seen the game. I've just never played it.
Mm.
And because they're all like a decision-based games.
It's not so much decision-based.
Or action, you have to move a certain way. Yeah, you have to react.
Yeah, you have to. Yeah, because like if I remember correctly, the arcade version of it, like I had it on PC. I think the arcade version of it had like a directional stick and like one action button, mm-hmm. and it was all just a matter of did you push in the right direction at the right time or did you hit the button at the right time. It's not even like a platformer or anything like that.
It doesn't even prompt you to do it. It does prompt you.
There'll be something on screen because it's all hand animated, and so something will happen on screen and something will flash real fast, and so you have to react very quickly to the flash.
Yeah,
I bet there's like move around
the tentacles before it grabs you, or make sure you jump over the pit before the floor crumbles out.
They haven't rebooted into like a third person action type of game. That would be great.
There have been some other Dragon's Lair games, like there was a Super Nintendo Dragon's Lair like platformer game. Yeah. I actually have a copy. I don't know where it came from, but I have a copy of Dragon's Lair for Super Nintendo.
I'm sure there's a YouTube somewhere where they have all the cutscenes put together.
Yeah, you can go on YouTube and watch the game. It's like a short film.
So there you go. There's the movie.
It's only like 15 minutes.
If that. It's very short. But it's a eternity of playing.
Yeah.
Does this mean that this is going to be hand animated?
Should be.
Yeah. I hope so.
Yeah.
Because Don Bluth was like the master.
Don Bluth was the main.
Yeah.
Don Bluth worked for Disney and during the very tumultuous time period for Disney
animation. He worked on The
Rescuers,
didn't he?
I think so. And he worked on some other stuff, kind of that late 70s, early 80s stuff when Disney animation was going.
He did Watership Down. He did Secret of Nim.
Yes.
He did
American Tale 2
and Land Before Time.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I think he did Land Before Time 2, if I'm not mistaken.
I don't remember.
Did he do 14?
Probably not. He probably stepped out when Spielberg stepped out.
But no, he left Disney when Disney's animation team was being just decimated.
Yeah.
And he jumped ship and was like, I can do this on my own. And he held his own really well for a while.
Yeah.
Did some really quality stuff.
So let's wrap up this topic here. I have one more for you.
Transformers.
It's being co-produced by... It's a Chinese-American co-production movie.
So it's Transformers.
It's going to be a trilogy.
Another Transformers.
Tetris.
God, I heard about this.
It's been... I mean, they've been talking about that for a long time. Like, 10 years ago.
Come on. Really?
I mean, what are you going to make Tetris about?
I got the music stuck in my head now, but... You should find some heavy metal version of Tetris to play.
I'm sure it exists.
Oh yeah,
Power Glove did it.
Yep,
mm-hmm.
It's true. So a couple of good movies coming out. A couple of not so good.
I don't know. I didn't hear about anything good out of the topic we talked about.
There's got to be a couple that we talked about that were good.
Nope.
If done. With reckless abandon enough, some of them might be good.
The Arnold Schwarzenegger
the movie,
one.
If it's done correctly, which it leads me to this Broforce movie.
Broforce.
Yes, I'm going to leave it at that. Let's get into some more Metal Geeks.
Hi, this is Siri. I would never, never, ever listen to the Earth Station One podcast. Who the heck says howdy anyway? Why don't you listen to Chris Hardwick instead? I can get you his information. The Nerdist is everywhere anyway, haha. That was a joke. The Earth Station One podcast. It's time to let your inner geek out to play. You can find them at www.earthstationone.com or up on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, or wherever fine podcasts are found. Peace, and we're done.
Balls, indeed. We are. It's your segment. George hates metal.
I don't have a segment.
You do.
No, I don't.
Oh, yes, you do.
I don't believe you.
This is it. What? So, our illustrious co-host, Brill Dave, brought a band that contacted him through Instagram today from Austin, Texas, right here in Texas. A band called Rippus.
We're not in Austin, Texas.
No, we're not. Thank you for that piece of information.
Just making sure. You said right here in Austin, Texas. We're not in Austin, Texas.
I said right here in Texas.
Okay.
Let's fight about it for a while.
Let's do that. Well, let's talk about the band first. What do you know about these guys?
I know that they followed me on Instagram this morning, and then so I was like, it went. If you have a metal band and like you reach out to me, like follow me on Instagram or say something to me on Twitter or whatever, I will try to check your band out. I'm not saying that I definitely will. Don't always have time.
Here comes the flood of bands today.
Hey, bring it.
Yeah.
Bring it. So they followed me on Instagram, and I decided to go check them out. And they're on Bandcamp. You can find them on your
Spotify.
various streaming services, stuff like that. That's all I know. They followed me this morning. I checked them out. They're a sludgy doom metal band. We were listening to it just now. There's definitely some Electric Wizard kind of sounds going on.
Some really deep bass sounds.
Mm-hmm.
It's very cool. It's if you like sludgy, slow doom, you would dig these guys. So let's find out if our resident metal hater likes them.
Metal hater? That's just not
all
true.
Right. That's a little strong. Metal disliker?
Or metal disliker, I guess. No. Okay. That doesn't even apply either.
No. But you do like some metal.
Yeah.
And people know that.
Of course they do. Sure. So Rippus, they're okay. Like, I probably would never seek it out or whatever. Not for me personally, at least. It's a little too slow. I feel like I'm drowning in like whatever they're creating. This slow, sludgy sound.
I think they would take that as a compliment.
So, yeah, it's just not enjoyable for me. It's just. I couldn't just like listen to this while driving or whatever because it just would put me to sleep.
What about sitting quietly in like a dimly lit room, just like chilling out, maybe drinking?
If it's on in the background and hanging out with some people, yeah.
You and the music and like some whiskey or something and just kind of chilling out.
And a candle somewhere.
And a candle somewhere.
Because that's a thing I would absolutely do.
Well, I mean, I really don't have time where I just sit down and just listen to music. Usually it's me working, or I use music to write something.
I think this is really important. I think this is an important piece of information for putting all of George Hates Metal into some kind of context. I really do think this is important.
I mean, I can listen to it in the background while doing nothing or like doing chores or whatever. However, I wouldn't seek it out. So if it like came up on my playlist, or if it just came up on like, you like this, so try this out, I might listen to one or two songs and probably move on.
I liked it. We talked about a little bit how the vocals were a little bit lower in the mix. They're like sort of it's like that Electric
it's
Wizard
heavily
type of thing.
Reverbed,
yeah.
Like Electric Wizard likes to do. Where it's not necessarily low in the mix. It's just that it's so heavily reverbed that
that sounds
far away. That they're really throwing the guitars and the bass right up front in your face, and the vocals are more of. It's almost like the vocals are more of a support for the.
I agree.
The wave of doom.
Did you know some of the guys from Electric Wizard did a solo out or a side album? I can't remember what it's called now. I have to look it up. But was it Lee Dorian from Cathedral, formerly in Napalm Death?
I did know this.
It's actually really good too. I love Lee Dorian's doom voice. If you like Cathedral, check it out.
The only reason why I know of Electric Wizard is because they were on a Ash vs. Evil Dead playlist. Because I think that one of the songs got featured on the show.
Oh, did it?
Yeah, and that's the only reason why I know about this band.
Okay, they have a pretty big popular following, so they're good.
Yeah, I guess so. That's one way to call it.
So check out Rippus. You can go to bandcamp.com. They're on there. Rippus.bandcamp.com. You can buy the full album for like $7. Support some local music. They are from Austin, Texas, and if you're looking for a new sludgy, really slow doom band, check them out. Dave gives the thumbs up. Thumbs up.
And I give it, up. And I give it the no hands. I give it the arms crossed.
The arms crossed?
Arms crossed.
At least it's not a one-finger salute. All right. We'll see you guys in a minute.
So it's that time, boys and girls, where we get to talk about what's tickling our little geek this week.
Sweet. Let's do it.
All right, Carrie, you want to go first?
Sure. I'm excited for a fucking vacation.
What? People don't get vacations.
Yeah, some people do.
No, they don't.
Yeah,
Unless you're rich. Are you rich?
No.
Are you secretly rich?
No. It's because I'm Jewish doesn't mean I'm rich.
I didn't say, God, wow.
Whoa.
Way to pull a Jew card really quick.
I'm excited, though. We just booked a cruise out of Galveston. We're leaving in a few months, and we are taking our niece for her high school graduation.
Hey.
So I got taken on a cruise.
And you say you're not rich.
Do you want to hear how low it was to bring her, how cheap it was?
Sure. Make me jealous.
To add her on to the entire cruise, it was less than $300.
Oh, cool.
So it's cheap.
How come you don't add me on, man? I want to go places, too.
Do you want to share a room with me and my wife and my niece?
Wife.
My wife.
Not on your romantic vacation thing you're going to be doing. No,
it's
thanks.
It's not going to be romantic. Vacation with an 18-year-old.
You can always say, hey, go to the bar. It's free to drink.
No, it's not.
Well, it's legal, right? She can legally drink on a cruise.
She can legally drink
in
international water, yes, yeah, but it's not free.
Well, tell her to charge it to the room.
No, fuck that.
No more than two drinks. Nope. You give her a two-drink minimum.
Nope. Drinks on a ship are expensive, too. So they're like eight.
Man, you got to let your niece live a little.
With her own money, yeah. She can live all she wants. No, we're looking forward to it. It's going to be cool to get away for a week. And just we're going Cozumel.
Cozumel.
Roatan. And some other place. Belize.
When are you going?
In September.
Wonder if you're going to be on the same ship as my father-in-law.
Really?
I need to double check because he's going on a cruise in September as well.
Nice.
And I don't remember what his ports of call were or anything like that.
Is he leaving out of Galveston?
Yeah.
Yeah. I would imagine if you live in Texas, it's easy. You're going to go.
It's an hour. You get dropped off there, and it's you don't have to fly anywhere. It's great. It's really convenient.
I never done a cruise on the States, or this side of the States. I did one in Europe.
Oh, yeah?
I've never done a cruise. I've never been interested, really.
Do you like boats?
I'm not necessarily averse to boats.
You know what cruise we need to try, though?
The Disney cruise.
No. The 70,000
tons of metal.
They've just started announcing all the bands.
I talked to a guy when I was doing Sherwood Forest. Yeah. Guy came by wearing a t-shirt from that, and I asked him, hey, have you done that? And he said, yeah, I've done it a couple of times. And he said it's fucking great. He loves it. So
it's a 4 or 5 day cruise, and you have like 70 bands playing, and they play all times during the day. So usually band will play like 2 or 3 sets. So each time is going to be a little bit different, hopefully. But they'll play like at 3 in the morning.
This dude said that there was usually like a small break somewhere between like 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, but then it all started up again
like
by 7
or something. Yeah.
So like there's a small gap where no one's playing in the like the wee hours.
Yeah.
But yeah, for the most part, there's always something going on.
I'll pass on that one.
It sounds like a fucking good time.
I can't decide whether or not I think it sounds like a good time or not. Like if I had my own cabin. Or at least cabin like with people that I knew.
Yeah, well, yeah, totally.
Because the guy was telling me that it's like they got to fit 4 people in a cabin no matter what. So like if you're, it's just you or it's you and one other person, you're getting paired up with somebody.
So let's do this. Me and my wife, and then you and your wife will just get one cabin. And
you will probably not get my wife on a cruise ship.
Really?
She does not like open bodies of water. Oh. So
it's totally, there's metal.
the fear of open bodies of water will
trumps that.
Yes, it will.
Oh, that sucks. I know some people that have gone on this cruise, and it looks like a lot of fun. I mean, you have bands playing, like on the you can hang out in the pool and watch a band.
Mm-hmm.
It's like right there.
Well, and apparently the other part of it too is like when the bands are not performing,
they're just hanging
out.
Yeah,
like they're just there.
Jeff Waters from Annihilator is the one who started this, but they do like heavy metal karaoke.
So, yeah. Wait, so he started the cruise?
No. Oh, he like started on the karaoke. Ship. Yeah.
Okay.
So,
because I know Annihilator's on it like every time. So
I wouldn't mind seeing them. There's a lot of bands so far that I wouldn't actually not mind seeing. So, all right, let's move on because we haven't booked that cruise yet.
Haven't booked it.
No, we booked our cruise, but we haven't booked 70,000 tons.
I booked a vacation last week, too.
Are you going?
Yep.
Are you going on a cruise?
No.
Disney. Are
you going on an airplane?
Going back to Disney.
Disney? What's that?
Yeah, what's that?
What's going on at Disney?
Avatar.
Avatar. You going to go to Pandora?
I'll at least walk through the land.
The ride is fucking awesome.
Depending on how the lines are, right? Yeah. Depending on how the lines are, I'll check it out.
Preliminary reports are saying six hours.
Since it's so far in advance, you're going, what, December?
Yeah.
You should be able to, like, 90 days out, book your fast passes.
I'm probably not going to use fast passes for that. I'll probably use it for something else.
Like what?
Nobody in my party cares about Avatar. I don't care about Avatar.
No, so. I don't. Okay, so from what all the reviews I've heard of this ride, it doesn't matter if you like Avatar or not.
Right.
You just have to ride the ride.
So that's fine.
The technology of it trumps how much you don't like it or whatever, you know?
That's cool, but like I'm not that into it, and so it's one of those that if the line's short at some point, whatever, I'll catch it. But
are you going to try to see some redheads?
Some what?
Some empowered redheads.
Empowered redhead?
Yeah. So... We want to talk about that.
Let's
now.
Talk about that since we're talking about Disney then.
So Pirates of the Caribbean is seeing another change, the ride.
A politically correct change.
And so what they're doing, if you haven't heard, there is a one of the vignettes in the Pirates of the Caribbean ride is where pirates are auctioning off women that they've captured in the town that they're pillaging.
As you do.
Right.
It's what a real pirate does.
Oh, that scene contains the famous line, "We wants the redhead."
Yeah.
All stuff. So that scene is being changed. They're not removing the figures, but they're changing the context of the scene. The women are now also going to be pirates, and they're going to be dividing up loot or something to that effect.
Bidding on loot.
Yeah, something to that effect. So
the booty.
I don't
changing it for a different booty.
I don't have a problem with this, and that may be surprising. To
a little bit.
Some people. I don't have a problem with this, and the reason I don't is, like, to me, that scene has always felt weird in the rest of the context, okay? Now, I get that the idea was we're showing pirates doing piratey, no good stuff, but the problem with that is that the ride as a whole and what the pirates' property as a whole has become is much more about the fun side of pirates, yeah. And the ride, and that's all based on the ride. We're watching these bad guys be bad guys, but it's supposed to be fun. We're kind of with them.
Yeah.
Even in the original incarnations before they made a lot of changes to the pirates' ride, the pirates are the sympathetic characters. You're there with the pirates. You're not scared of them. You're not worried about the townspeople. You're having fun watching pirates do pirate stuff. That creates kind of a problem, especially in a Disney-owned family environment where you have these characters selling sex slaves. Kind of problematic for your sympathetic characters. I don't have a problem with this change.
Walt knew what he was doing.
I will very rarely argue with that, but I understand what they were trying to do. I understand how it made it in and how it made it this long, but I think that it's okay that this is going away.
They changed the pirates chasing the women around.
That was like 20 years ago that they changed that. Yeah. If you didn't know this, there's a scene, if you go into the current iteration of Pirates of the Caribbean, there's shortly after the scene we were just talking about, you can see women chasing the pirates around the town. Some of them are like fending them off, like hitting them with the rolling pin or the broom or whatever. And at least one of them, I think, is doing so in a kind of rapey manner, which is reminiscent of how it used to be, where the pirates were chasing the women around town. They changed that some years ago for the same deal. It's rapey. They were raping these women.
Nothing speaks family friendly like rape.
Right. So that's the same problem that you have in this auction scene, is they are not just raping, but they're paying
cold
cash.
Why do you think
for the opportunity
took them so
to
long
rape.
To change the auction thing? Why now? Why did they do it like 20
probably
years ago?
Because it was
someone complained.
Probably because it was easier to, because the mechanics of the chasing sequence didn't change. They just changed the order. Put the pirate in the back and the probably changing the set a good deal as well. There's a lot more, I think, probably going into this change than went into the previous one.
When are they starting this? When are they happening?
Don't know.
Will it be open when you go?
I don't know. That's something I intend to find out.
All right. So what's tickling your geek?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, so I saw a movie recently. I saw Baby Driver.
Really? Me too.
No way. Because we were at the same movie theater.
We were.
I think Craig Price was there as well.
Craig Price was there too. Reality check with Craig Price's own.
It's Matinee Heroes.
Matinee Heroes owned Craig Price.
He was representing Matinee Heroes at that time.
Did you know he also produces a show called Nerdy Bitches?
Mm.
And the voice from the other room was just recorded 2 episodes on that show.
Hey, cool.
So the wife.
The wife.
She Kim's on that show. So when it comes out, we'll definitely share links to it and all that.
Cool. But
moving back.
Baby Driver is Edgar Wright's latest film.
Oh, yeah.
It's an experiment that he did 22 years ago when he made a music video. I forget the name of the band, but it's essentially the opening scene to Baby Driver. And it's been something he's been wanting to make for a while. And then since shit went south with Ant-Man, he decided to pursue Baby Driver full time and knocked it out and shot it all in Atlanta. Jamie Foxx is great in the movie. I think he's the most compelling character. John Hamm was pretty cool.
John Hamm was great in the movie.
But the best thing, and I think the shining star of this movie, is the masterful crafting of the editing and like the choreography of all the action sequences.
I was just talking to somebody, I was talking to Jim about this yesterday or 2 days ago about the movie, that the editing, the music, the way it's edited, is another character in the movie.
It's everything together. Like the opening sequence where he's getting coffee and he's dancing along to the song, because the main character has tinnitus and he hears a hum, so he plays music to drown out the hum he hears. And when he's listening to music, you as the audience listens to music. When he doesn't listen to music is when you as the audience don't listen to music. So it's pretty great, and it's a cool way to attach on to the main character and to like him even more. But when he's like getting coffee and walking along, there's a part where certain lyrics are graffitied on the wall and you don't see the whole wall till they say that one lyric, which is great. And like doors shut at right on the beat, and gunshots go off right on the beat.
Yeah,
and like
it's masterfully done.
Yeah, it's just Edgar Wright is just using everything he's learned throughout his career and just finite tuning it, and it's magnificent. And if you are an Edgar Wright fan, if you like music, if you like car chases, check it out.
Oh yeah, I'm 100% agreeing with that.
It's not his best movie though. I'm gonna say that right now. This is probably like third on his list.
Oh.
He's only made 4 movies. Five movies.
So which one's better, Scott Pilgrim? I'm joking.
Hot Fuzz. Shaun of the Dead, Hot Fuzz, Scott Pilgrim, then this.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't like At World's End?
Hmm?
You don't like At World's End?
It's my least favorite.
Really?
It's not that I don't like it. It's just my least favorite.
That At World's End to me just felt like a Doctor Who episode.
Yeah, I can see that.
It really does.
I never saw that.
Well, Edgar Wright is British.
Yes.
So.
Yeah.
surprised he's never done a Doctor Who episode. I guess it would cost too much.
I don't know. It'd be sort of cool, though.
Peter Jackson did a Doctor Who episode.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Peter Jackson did? I know Neil Gaiman did.
Yeah, so did Neil Gaiman.
Yeah. All right. I didn't know about Peter Jackson.
But anyway, check it out. Go check that out. Also, Spider-Man.
Baby Driver, yes. Baby Driver.
Go yeah, Baby Driver. Baby Driver.
Because his name is Baby. Baby. He's a driver.
Well, that's his code name. I know. Yeah, but yeah. The Baby Driver got a little ridiculous, but it makes sense in the movie and in the context that he went for.
It was just weird hearing, what's the boss's name? Kevin Spacey. Hear him calling this kid Baby. He's like, all right, Baby.
All right, Baby.
I was like, okay. It's a little weird.
And the one line in the movie is where he like gets on him for using Monsters, Inc. line on him. He's like, I thought I heard that before, you fuck.
Flea's in the movie, too.
For a quick second. He's wearing like a fake nose.
Yeah. It's great.
And there's a Mike Myers reference in there. It's pretty great.
I think it's the best Mike Myers.
I think it's Baby Driver reference. Is definitely one of those movies. Like I see it, I think the more I'll like it.
Yeah.
Hot Fuzz became like that, but Shaun of the Dead has always been like tippity top.
You said it's a movie you're looking forward to.
Oh, a movie I'm looking forward to, which comes out tomorrow.
Yep.
Spider-Man Homecoming.
Homecoming. Yeah.
Homecoming.
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 That's a different movie. I'm not going to that one.
It's where Spider-Man shoots web at his cock.
Like Liam Neeson.
So anyway, yeah, that's what got me excited.
I mean, the reviews have been great, so I'm really looking forward to
it. The only thing I'm worried about for Spider-Man, the only thing I'm worried about is that it's a backdoor Iron Man movie.
Well, I heard the big scene in the trailers where they're flying around together, that's not in the movie.
Lame.
Yeah, there's a whole article in the trailer. They wanted something to spice up the trailer, so they did that.
Lame.
Yeah, I was like, really?
Disney needs to take their shit out of the Marvel pot and stop doing that.
Yeah.
Because Disney's done that twice already.
So that's what's tickling our geeks for the week.
One brief thing.
One more thing.
Not much to say, so it won't take long. Do you know, this might be of interest to you, do you know that Close Encounters of the Third Kind is coming back to theaters in September?
No,
I've heard about that for the anniversary.
Yeah, 40th anniversary. For 1 week, we'll be in theaters.
They did that for Jaws. Not
probably the week I'm on vacation.
Might be.
Damn it.
So that's interesting to me, though. I might go see that.
It's great. It's a masterful movie of sound.
Yes.
And
just
color.
Like Baby Driver.
Yeah.
Oh, look at that.
Hey, hey, hey.
All right, so let's move on. We have a couple more things to do, and we'll be back. And that will bring us to the end of episode number 133. But as we do almost every time we record now,
almost
is we're putting out the questions. Do you have any topics or anything you want us to discuss? And we get people that reply to that. So we have a couple of good ones here. So I'm going to go through my list first. So our friend Juan Velasquez just said porn metal question mark.
I don't even know what that means.
I don't know what that means either.
It's metal you hear in porno.
I guess so. Some heavy porn music. That could work.
Bow, 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 bow. I guess.
I'm sure there are some porn that has metal in it.
Wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah.
Like Suicide Girls, right? Would have metal.
Probably, yeah. This seems like a good research project to get into now. So Andrew Hale asks, why haven't they developed a live-action version of the heavy metal movie?
Because it was never made to be live action.
Yeah, it relies too heavily on things you can only do with animation.
Yeah.
And that's the beauty of it, that it is animated.
Right, exactly.
But if they did, who would the cast be? Who would you cast in that movie?
For which, I mean, they're all little vignettes.
Yeah, I know.
So, are we talking about the main chick who's like mostly topless? I don't know.
You got to get Kenny in the movie, though.
Glorious boobage.
Boobage. I don't know. What's that one girl, really big boobs? She's like a model, and she was in that one movie called The Other Girl.
Oh, Kate Upton?
Kate Upton. There you go. Probably her.
Okay.
I guess, because she has big boobs, and they work for the movie, I guess.
Big boobs work for anything. So, but here's the last part of his question. if there's not a live action, a brand new animated heavy metal movie, because I know they did Heavy Metal 2000.
Yeah, that was pretty bad.
Yeah, what would be the top soundtrack band you would want on that album? Because that's what it's really, you know, about the music, really.
Is it though? Yes, I watched those movies for the movie.
Yeah.
I don't know. I really, it would be, I would like to see some cool animation again, like hand-drawn animation.
That's going out of, it's gone.
Well, that's not true. It's just changed.
Very few, yeah.
It just changed to like hand-drawn on the computer now.
So, Chris Ramirez says, this isn't really a question, but more of a gloat. He said, Nuclear Blast is going to have a booth at San Diego Comic-Con. He's going to be hanging out there.
Good for you.
Thank you.
Does he want to take us?
What?
Does he want to take us?
I told him to bring me. I want to go hang out at the booth.
I just want to go to San Diego Comic-Con. My boss will be there. He should
bring me. Kryptos, our old co-host on MSRcast, says, the Dreadlayer has returned to book shows in Houston. So,
what's that?
It's his little record label that he does.
Oh.
Yeah.
Cool. So
Melanie Mitchell, who's a Monkees author that I know. This is a weird question. Mercury, coolest metal since lead or just a really bad idea?
Coolest metal.
Is it?
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah. Because it does some pretty cool things.
When you heat it up?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so I agree.
Also, I think that's how they shot the scenes in for the Team 1000 and Terminator 2.
Terminator 2, yeah.
I think they
all used Mercury.
Yeah, I think it was. I'm not 100% sure. But
Mercury and Magnet. So, Matthew Ryan, what is the best metal to listen to while you're throwing around iron? He's the guy that's been training me at the gym, so of course he's going to ask that.
Monomarth has always worked well for me.
That's exactly what he said. You know what it is for me recently? Hammerfall. Because that gets me into just in a good mood, and I work out.
I listen to thrashy stuff when I work out with heavyweights.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Like what? Testament,
Iron, or Exhumer, probably. Some old Metallica stuff.
Cool.
Slayer.
So if you're pumping iron, you really need to listen to Iron Maiden, right?
No.
No.
You should never listen to Iron Maiden.
Fuck you. I always listen to Iron Maiden.
Never.
Always.
So that leads into the next question, right?
Yes.
You're stuck on an island for the next 5 years, and you can only listen to one band, Maiden or Megadeth.
Neither. No music.
So, I'm a huge Megadeth fan.
Yeah.
But I'm going with Maiden on this one.
Me too.
If this is, like, this is the only music that you get on the desert island for 5 years, I'm going to have to go with Maiden for the extensive catalog. If I can also add Bruce Dickinson's Chemical Wedding.
Yes.
In... that may be all I need, just Bruce Dickinson's Chemical Wedding. So,
yes, Tears of a Dragon is what I need. Yep, so Iron Maiden is definitely... I love Megadeth too, but being stuck listening to Megadeth for the rest of my life on a desert island...
5 years.
Okay, 5 years. It doesn't sound like the most appealing situation.
We should do like a little micro test where that's all you listen to for like 30 days.
Do you want me to be a nice dude or what? Because listening to Megadeth for 30 days nonstop would make the... Yeah.
I'm likely to turn into Dave Mustaine if you do that. Nobody wants that.
No. Nobody wants that. Do you have any questions on your end?
Sean the Metal Pigeon asked about the Assassin's Creed Origins, which we kind of talked about earlier.
If you don't know Sean, he's my co-host on MSRcast, and he is an Assassin's Creed fanboy.
I'm not that... I've played the... first one and a half Assassin's Creed games. That's as far as I made it. I didn't hate them. They're pretty fun.
My favorite, truthfully, is 4, where you actually got to be the pirate and do.
I have that one. I claimed it on like the Xbox Gold, whatever. Yeah. Like I claimed that one. I'm excited to play that one, but I'm not great. Gotten around.
The only thing
it.
I hated about that one is all the goddamn boat missions.
I thought that was fun.
I hated the boat missions. So, I liked everything else.
We kind of addressed that one a little bit, and I'm not knowledgeable enough really to say more. But
what was the question?
The one about Assassin's Creed.
If we're looking forward to it?
I haven't even looked into it, really. I know it's in Egypt. That's all I know.
Yes.
So
I saw some of the E3 stuff, and then we saw some gameplay footage at E3 where the developer would come on and play it. And like I said, it looks great. It looks like a lot of fun. It's still the same game. There's still parts where they're getting stuck on
things
that weren't
there. He has a scythe this time around, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's cool. It's metal.
They're always going to make those games better and better each time. So,
well, sure, technology is always getting better. Yeah. So,
but I'm still looking forward to it. I mean, they took a year off from the last one, so
yeah, they had been cranking them out.
Yeah, they were doing them one a year. Now they took a little bit of time off to make a better game.
They got to where they were releasing like two at a time at one point, I think.
They had one on Xbox One and then one on the 360. Yeah. Two separate games.
Yeah,
yeah, you're right.
So the other question I got from my friend Brad. What's up, buddy? How has the film Repo Man influenced your career decisions and sushi preferences?
Never became a garbage man.
I never
repo
became a garbage man either.
He's not a garbage man. He's a repo man.
I know.
I never became a repo man. I saw Repo Man once, and it was ages ago, and it was probably with Brad, come to think of it. I probably watched it with him.
I've only seen scenes of it.
I don't remember a whole lot from it other than it being really bizarre.
It's bizarre.
And I don't know what the sushi has to do with it.
I don't remember that part either.
Sushi.
It's been a while since I've seen it, but I think there's a scene
where they go eat sushi in the movie.
We should all watch it again. Like, have a night
watching
that movie.
Yeah, I'll have to watch
it
again.
If you don't know, I think when I mentioned it earlier, executive produced and money to make this movie was done by Michael Nesmith from the Monkees.
It's hilarious.
He talks about it in his book a lot, actually.
How high was he when he did it?
He did another movie, apparently, too, after that. It was like some really bad sci-fi movie, and he's like, yeah.
I'm done.
I fucked up on that one. That was a bad movie.
Was it Battlefield Earth?
No. It was Battlefield. I don't even remember what it was called now. It was Time Rider or something like that?
Time Cop?
Was it Time Chasers, was it?
Time Rider, I think. Because he did a soundtrack to it as well.
It's the time, bro.
Hang on a second.
He's going to look it up now.
But you know what it sounds like? It sounds like we should do a Metal Geeks movie commentary to Repo Man.
I would love that, actually.
Where we all sit down and press play with the audience and just give them our two cents while we watch
it. Let's do that as a special episode. I think that would be great.
It would just be a bonus.
Yeah. So everybody out there who wants to be involved with that, find a copy of Repo Man. We'll arrange that. And we'll record our episode, and then right when we tell you to play it, you play along with the movie, and then...
Very Mystery Science Theater 3000-esque.
Yes, exactly right. I'm looking forward to that.
Very unknowledgeable responses to this movie.
Yes. Because, yeah, why would we not do that? So as Dave is looking up information... Let's talk about our sponsor real quick.
Sponsors.
Check out tantrumcollectibles.com if you're looking for cool brands such as Funko and Bandai, Artifact Statues, Band Presto, and more.
Don't throw a tantrum. Get collectibles.
Yes. Don't throw a tantrum. Get tantrum collectibles. Yeah.
Boom.
So if you're looking to actually get any of these really cool, they do pre-orders on statues and Funko that are hard to get. If you go to their website, tantrumcollectibles.com, put in the code METALGEEKS, you're going to save 10% off your entire order.
Say what?
Say what? 10%.
What do I do to save 10%?
Put in the code METALGEEKS when you check out.
Got it. METALGEEKS, tantrumcollectibles.com.
That's right.
Collectibles.
Tantrumcollectibles.com.
Don't throw a tantrum.
Time Rider, The Adventure of Lyle Swan.
Yes, that's it.
Has nothing to do with Tantrum.
He was also in it, apparently.
Well, he paid enough money. Might as well have been in it.
He was in it. He was also in Repo Man, apparently.
Yes.
So,
I haven't seen it in a long time. I've actually never seen Time Rider. I've never been able to find it.
Did the guy who made Repo Man, did he also make China, Texas?
I don't know. I don't know.
I don't know. It's going to come.
Speaking of Michael Nesmith, you got the whole collection in front of you now. Cryptos, his store that he works at, they got a bunch of used Michael Nesmith albums or CDs. We put that CDs, not albums.
It's very.
I got to pick them all up.
It's a George Michael esque look.
Very 80s, yeah.
George Michael would be jealous at this photo.
Yeah. Well, if he was still alive.
Yeah. Very 70s esque.
Yep.
Looking covers here.
There's one album that I already had called The Prison. It's a weird, like, new agey type of album.
Do you feel like you're in a prison when you listen to it?
Yes. But it was like one of the first mixed media pieces of art that ever came out. So the album came with a book that he wrote. So you're supposed to read along to the book as you listen to the album.
That just sounds like too much work.
But yeah, it was one of the very. It didn't.
If you do re- well.
Didn't do well.
Like, imagine why.
Yeah.
But, people who listen to music can't listen to music, read a book, and drive
cool,
at the same
time. But it's
time.
Cool that it's one of the first pieces of like mixed media, you know, that really it was ever done. Nobody
what
ever
what
really
year
tried
did it come
before.
Out?
Like 79?
Yeah, see, people are walking around with their Walkmans and shit, and it's not going to work.
I guess not.
No. People want to roller skate and listen to their music and not read a book. Because then that's how you get in accidents.
Then we got to make movies and do Repo Man. So we got to watch that, right?
Right.
Anything else you guys want to bring up? Any other topics?
That's it, man. I'm tapped. I'm done. I'm ready for the weekend.
I'm ready for Spider-Man.
Yep.
Yeah.
Thwip, thwip.
Ready for a birthday party?
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
We're going to have a pizza metal party.
That's right.
Should I bring anything, Dave?
We'll talk offline about that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because if everybody's listening, not invited to the party, they're just going to be upset what we bring.
Well, they're just going to have to feel left out, aren't they?
I guess so. I'm sorry. We'll videotape
you should know. You should know us better
we'll
get
Facebook,
invited.
We'll Facebook Live it or something. Or not.
We'll see.
All right, guys. So let's do a little bit of wrap-up here. You can find us, of course, all of our social medias is at Metal Geeks on the Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. You can go to metalgeeks.net. You can find us on iTunes. Just search for Metal Geeks or MSRcast. We're on the same feed, so you get both shows while you're there.
Double the pleasure.
Double the pleasure. And you can find, of course, George and Gray Bear Comics at...
Gray Bear Comics, G-R-A-Y. Also, be sure to check out our comic book, Speak No Evil, on Comixology right now. And issue 3 should be coming out fairly soon.
Awesome.
You can find me at Red Viking Dave on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And as of about 8 hours ago, I finally launched my online shop where you can go purchase my artwork, finally.
Where's that at?
It's on Etsy at Red Viking Dave. You can find the link at any of my social media profiles.
Of course, we'll link to that, all that stuff, in our show notes, too.
Congratulations, by the way.
Yeah. Thank you. We'll see how it turns out.
So if you want some awesome prints, then you know where to go. Etsy, Red Viking Dave. Thanks for tuning in to episode number 133 of the Metal Geeks podcast. As always, I have been Carrie the Metal Geek.
George motherfucking Tripsis.
Brutal Dave.
And see you guys later.
Deuces.
Keep it metal, my friends.
And keep it geeky.
And keep it geeky.
Hey, Geekazoids. Thanks for listening to another fine podcast brought to you by MSR Productions. All rights reserved, blah, 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 blah. For reviews, archives of our podcasts, and all your other metal geekery needs, please visit metalgeeks.net. Keep it geeky. Keep it metal.